Hello and welcome to the S Word Stuff segment number 38.
This is Stuff 38. And
that's it?
This is Kevin.
And this is Dom.
Hey!
What happened to us?
So we recorded this 10 years ago, and we're just releasing it now.
Wow. 20 years ago.
10 years ago.
I was 19 years old. Good Lord.
Yeah, and 10 years ago, I was 5.
I think you're still 5.
Next year, I turn 6.
Oh, boy. Wait, I'm now very confused. Hold on, I should have been talking in the present tense.
Had, has, huzz.
I have huzz.
Swum?
Swim.
So let's talk about why swim is a really weird verb. Because you can swim, he swam,
and he swum.
Swum is a real word.
Swum is a fun word. I don't know what you're talking about.
We already swum or swam.
It doesn't matter.
So what's the difference between swam and swum?
Swam is a much more fun word because you can put an I at the end and you have swami.
And swummy.
There is no such thing as a swummy. No, maybe we can make something a swummy.
There could be a product that's a swummy.
What would a swummy do?
What does a swami do?
A swami is it's like a wise man, right? Something like that?
Yeah. So he wisens up?
Yes.
So then a swummy woozes up. Yeah.
I think a swummy might be a nice, like, app for the Android, you know. It helps you track your swimming, just like, you know, there are apps that track your running. It'll be gyroscopically based. You strap it to yourself when you swim.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea for your Android or iPhone.
All right, that's the swummy. Okay, that ends this episode. Goodbye, everyone. Okay, so it's been a while since we've done one of these, and just recently I had some free time, so I was like, Dom, we have to do an S-Words podcast.
And I was like, hey, I happen to have free time on the same day as you.
And Dom was like, well, you know, am I getting paid this time? And I said, well, no, you're not. And he's like, okay, fine. I do it for the fans then. Only then.
Yes, that'll only be when it happens.
So what are we doing with this stuff?
We're talking about what has happened since the last podcasts, which were quite a while ago.
Was it a year ago?
No, it was like 2 months.
Okay.
It feels like a long time. I mean, let's see, WonderCon happened in between then and now.
Yes, that's a comic convention that also is merged into other things that are not comics.
But, you know, it's more like comics than Comic-Con is.
In that I went to only comic things, except for one movie panel. Yeah. I did go to one movie panel.
Have you seen that movie yet, by the way?
Hannah?
Yes.
Yeah, I already saw it.
Okay, you did see it.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
It was fine. I like Joe Wright's other movies more. There's a... I don't say that you have to see it, but it was fine. Especially this year has been so... not terrible, but kind of weak.
Yeah.
It's been kind of weak for movies, and I'm really not excited this summer.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the summer and all of the tentpoles you're looking at are like, I don't want to watch these.
The only one I'm super excited about is Super 8. I think that will actually be awesome.
Okay, I can accept that. The one that I'm not necessarily excited for, but I'm interested in, is Kung Fu Panda 2. Because I finally...
Oh, the Kaboom of Doom?
They didn't rename it.
Oh,
they renamed
right,
it again. It's
right.
Now it's just Kung Fu Panda 2.
With writing adjustments by Charlie Kaufman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
It means it'll be bad because they probably just wanted to add his name on there and he was like, okay, I get to eat again.
Oh boy. Charlie Kaufman does not do well with mainstream movies.
So you watched Kung Fu Panda finally.
Yes, it took me 3 years.
From that terrible studio.
Well, it's... I was reading about it. You know, they can squirt out a gem every once in a while. You know, they don't always just poo out stuff. Okay, fine, from the Untalented Studio.
We are a PG-13 podcast, but I do want to say that when you say they can squirt out a good movie every once in a while, I don't think of it coming from the poo place.
I think of it coming from the poo place.
Well, then that's the difference between your co-hosts.
But yeah, I mean, it's very not a DreamWorks movie, which is why people liked it, you know?
in the same way that Megamind is very much a DreamWorks movie.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
It's awful, but it's tolerable if you're doing something where you don't pay attention to the movie while it's playing.
Great.
It's tolerable then.
All right. I'll take your word for it because I still haven't seen Megamind.
You don't really need to. In fact, okay. Have to see and Megamind should never be in the same sentence unless it's I don't have to see.
Okay, that's fair. But yeah, anything Will Ferrell has done since like 2005 has really been skippable for me.
What about...
Are you going to say Step Brothers?
No, I don't really like Step Brothers that much, except for the drum set stuff. What about... Land of the Lost.
Pass.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He likes to eat. What
he
can
does
I say?
Like to eat.
Hey, some people just love to eat, and Will Ferrell is very hungry. All the time.
All the time.
Oh, wait, no, the other guys was fine.
Oh, I haven't seen the other guys yet.
It's just fine, though. It's
just
not...
Fine? Okay.
If you watch it with somebody that you just laugh a lot with anyways, even if you're not watching anything, you just meet each other and you're like, ha ha ha, and you don't even say anything to each other, then it's funny.
So it's a... That's, so
that was my experience.
Buddies, huh?
Yeah,
you want to see it with Chris?
No, I saw it with Frank in LA. You've never even met Frank.
I don't think I have met Frank.
Yeah, so Frank and I are... When you think that John and I get stupid...
Oh,
no,
man.
It's not even like that. So what's that How I Met Your Mother thing, too?
Yes, the cognitive or whatever, the cognitive regression or...
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever they go back into whatever mindset they were when they met the person.
That's exactly how Frank and I are. In fact, we just met each other again earlier this week because he was up here for some sort of... A bit of spring break because he's a teacher, and it just went straight back to that.
Which is, by the way, that is a great episode of How I Met Your Mother, and you need to check it out just to see Allison Hannigan talk like she's black and 17 years old.
So I haven't seen any of How I Met Your Mother this whole season.
This whole season is very much a roller coaster.
Oh.
They've had some of their best episodes ever and some of their worst episodes ever.
I don't even hear anybody talk about it.
Well, the thing is that they've been making it piecemeal. So they had like two new episodes this month, and then they're going to have no new episodes until the season finale in like mid-May.
Okay.
So it's really broken up, you know, it's really scattered.
Like, is it because one of the real actresses is pregnant or something in real life?
No, they've written around that before.
Oh, okay. That's usually what happens then if there's like gaps.
I mean, did you see the season where Allison Hannigan was pregnant?
And yeah, that's what I figured that season.
They kept
season.
Having her, you know, hold up bags in front of herself or whatever.
Or she wasn't in the episodes at all.
Yeah, she was just, like, on the phone or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And they did that in Leverage with Gina Bellman, too, where she was. They essentially wrote her out for a season, and she only ever appeared on, like, video calls and stuff. They only ever showed her from the chest up, basically.
What is Leverage?
Leverage.
I know it's a show.
It's a TBS show that Danny and I really like, and the thing we really like about it is that it's a heist show. So every episode is kind of structured like Ocean's 11, in that they have a job, they do the job, and then a little bit after they do the job, they let you in on it. It's like the victim of the job will go, how did you do that? And then it'll flash back to various things that they did underhandedly or in secret or, you know, that they did to fool the guy. And then they let you in on it, you know?
Okay. How much can they do that before you start getting tired of it, though?
They're on their fourth season. And actually, the first three seasons have been really good. And I haven't seen much of the fourth season yet, so.
Fair enough.
I mean, the thing about it is that it's all about the snappiness of the writing and how much the characters... like, have the chemistry with each other, and they've been doing that really well.
I'm trying to think about if I've watched any television lately.
I haven't watched much.
Spartacus!
Oh, you watched which Spartacus? Blood and Sand or Gods of the Arena?
Didn't I tell you about this show? It's awesome. Yeah, we did. We did while we were drinking one time.
Yeah.
It is, and it wasn't because I was drunk. It is really awesome. I'm almost done with the prequel series as well.
So, yeah, Gods of the Arena then.
Yeah, yeah. So once that's done, I won't have anything until the new episodes are coming out. But, oh, it's if you like Rome, then this is Rome when it's easier and simpler and more violence and more sex. So it's pretty great. I think everybody that I've heard about talk about the show really loves it.
You might want to check out the Borgias then, and not the Tudors.
The Borgia, what?
The Borgias, B-O-R-G-I-A, about the Italian family. The Borgias.
I've heard of the Tudors. Yeah. I don't even know what that's about besides a family named the Tudors.
It's a British period drama.
Oh, it's a period drama?
Yeah, The Tudors is a period
Is
drama.
Superman in that one?
What? Oh, Brandon Ralph?
No, the new Superman.
Oh, I have no idea, actually.
Henry Cavill.
There,
Isn't he from the
I
Tudors?
keep forgetting that there's a new Superman. Here,
He
okay,
wears a jean jacket.
this is a random story, but I like to talk about it because I haven't told Kevin this yet. But Smallville is finally on its last season after like dragging its corpse over the last five seasons, and just not realizing it's dead. But in the latest episode, or sorry, the next episode. They're going to introduce Booster Gold into Smallville.
Whoa.
And this is the thing.
That's a little extreme, right? You know, that JSA thing was already a little extreme.
Yeah, but so they're doing Booster Gold, and every one of my coworkers, if you guys don't know, I work for a TV website.
Called
All of my.
boostergold.com.
Yes, boostergold.com. Every single one of the people who aren't me in the editorial side of things has said the following words at least once over the last week. Who's Booster Gold? And every time I'm like, okay, come here. We need to have this conversation just so you know what you're talking about.
Isn't it? He's just simple. He's a guy from the future that likes endorsements.
Yes, he wants to come into the past, aka the present, and make money off of being a superhero.
And he's a technological superhero,
He is,
right?
yes, he stole other people's technology. He's got like a flying ring and a I don't even know if he's got anything other than that. He's got like a little robot.
Yeah, he's a robot and a smile.
Yeah.
But I mean, Booster Gold is pretty big in the comics industry right now. He has had his own series running for about almost 30 issues now. It's past 30
Wow,
issues.
really?
Yeah, at
I
least
thought that it was
six
only.
trades.
I thought it was just going to be a mini series for the
It, the
whole
first
like
the first
post
one
Booster
was
Gold,
a.
post Blue Beetle era, you
Yeah,
know?
the first one was a mini series, a four issue, and then it
Okay.
went on a regular series, and it's just still running.
That's amazing to me because how far can you take Booster Gold?
Yeah, well, I mean, they did go, what, six trades with the new Blue Beetle, too. That's pretty far, too. And
Yeah.
the Question went six trades.
Wow.
And even a loser like the Green Lantern keeps getting comics.
Which Green Lantern or all of them?
Okay, let's diverge into the Green Lantern movie because I'm not excited about it, even though it's directed by Martin Campbell, who I
It's one of those
like.
many movies this summer that we're just absolutely unexcited by.
But we're supposed to be, right? Aren't we supposed to be excited by Thor and
Not
Captain America and Green Lantern? And I am excited about the new X-Men movie, though. The X-Men First
First
Class
Class.
movie. That
Well,
actually looks
it looks
good.
like it's ground that hasn't really been covered, so I'm okay with that, you know?
Historical. Actually,
Historical
no.
X-Men.
Captain America is supposed to be that too, but it just doesn't look good.
You didn't like the fact that Tommy Lee Jones talked over the entire trailer?
It just looks so much like they're like, hey, look, we got everything right. And sometimes when everything looks too right, it looks wrong. It
It's just not quite right enough and not quite wrong enough.
looks like they're showing too many things that are perfect, which means
Wait.
this is the only perfect stuff in the
So
movie.
are you telling me that there's such a thing as the uncanny valley for trailers?
Yes, Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Crystal and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That's true. Where they will only show you like the couple of scenes that are really
And
good.
the trailer looked great.
Or
And then you saw the movie, and then everything went to
come
pieces.
to think of it, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yes.
All like 2 minutes
Wait,
of
wait,
it that
wait,
existed in the trailer.
wait. What's The Phantom Menace?
It was this trailer that George Lucas put out in around 1998, and it never became a movie. I don't know what happened to it.
Good.
It was a really good trailer, though.
Yeah, I bet the trailer was really good.
Yeah, the trailer was amazing, but it was just too perfect.
I know, so they didn't make the movie,
Yeah, they
right?
didn't make a movie.
Or any other movies.
Or any other movies at
Yeah,
all.
there are only three Star Wars movies. I love all three Star Wars movies.
I do too. I was actually rewatching them recently. I mean, this is something that I've talked about. There are some movies you just have to stop on when they're on cable. And Star Wars: A New Hope isn't one of those movies for me, but Empire is.
For me, it's The Quest and Under Siege 2.
What about Con Air? Isn't that on your list that you have to stop
No,
on
I don't
cable?
like Con Air. I do also my other choices are Mystic Pizza and Go.
What about Sharktopus?
No, but I will stop everything to watch Piranha.
Well, what about Piranha 2 or Piranha 3D?
Those are too good. Actually, I think all those movies I listed I've never seen. Wait, no, I've seen The Quest. Did I even say the quest? The quest should be on there.
No, the quest was actually the first movie you mentioned.
This is how short-term my memory is getting. I think we're too old now.
No, I think you're just, you know, how many glasses of wine are you in now?
This is just the first one. No. This is the second one. This is the second one.
This is your third.
No, this is my second one.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm so certain about it.
Okay, I'm going to believe you this time.
Well, think about how old we are, the fact that I'm drinking wine.
That's okay. I mean, it's better for you than beer.
It's not coming out of a box, folks.
Are you sure?
It's not coming out of a box. I see the bottle right here. And the bottle is not a box. It's not a boxel.
Okay, okay. I'm going to trust you on this one, Kevin.
So what is stuff about again?
It's about us.
Oh, it's about stuff.
It's about stuff. Speaking of which, so among other things that have gotten kind of in the way of making more S-Words podcasts, my company was acquired in early March.
By?
Rovi Corporation, which used to be Macrovision.
Rogi?
Rovi.
Rogi.
Yes. Roguelike.
Rogi.
Roguelike Corporation.
Okay, okay.
You know those little ASCII games that they have in a dungeon? Yeah, they make those.
They have their own squadron?
Yes.
Rogi Squadron?
Rogi Squadron. It's headed not by not by Wedge Antilles, but by Biggs Darklighter's older brother, Smalls.
It doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
It's Biggs Darklighter, not Biggs Small Darklighter.
No, it's Biggie. Smalls Darklighter. It's Smalls. Biggs' older brother.
Oh, I thought you were thinking of Biggie Smalls. Which is also the same joke.
What?
I mean, not joke, but his name. But, like, you know, the same that they're not, that they're different, but they're both there.
I think Kevin loses his words as he starts pouring himself glass number three.
This is three. Okay.
All right, I understand. Mm. I'm going to have a bit of the vino before the next podcast
tastes
myself.
Like Sprite. Mmm, that Spritey taste. Wait, hold on. This is important for stuff. Let's see how... I've never tasted this wine before, and we're going to find out how it tastes. So give me 1 second.
He's drinking. He's putting it down.
Much better than the last one.
Okay.
This one actually is tolerable.
Okay, I'm going to try some of that.
Not like the previous one, where it was like drinking a mixture between motor oil and grape juice.
You.
Yeah, but I still got to finish it because it's vino-ish stuff. So what has happened besides work changes for you? I remember that you also moved into the Dom mansion.
Yes, there's the Dom cave.
All right.
There's a Dom car.
Uh-huh.
There's no butler.
There is a new car, though.
There is an actual new car.
And,
I'm debating on what to call it. It might be the Waka-mobile.
Well, it's going to be Waka...
Waka
Star 3? Walk Star 3?
It might be. Waka, Waka, Waka.
Oh, okay. You're going to stick with the Muppets theme then.
Maybe,
huh?
Maybe.
Did anybody get the Bork one very often?
No.
Okay.
So that's why it's like, maybe I won't go with Waka, Waka, Waka. I was thinking, okay. So,
wasn't it supposed to be No Pants is your new
no.
one?
No. Every possible form of I'm Batman, by the way, is taken in the state of California.
Really?
I'm very bitter about this. I spent half an hour trying to figure out different ways to say I'm Batman on a license plate.
What about I'm... Buttman.
Or Buttman. Hey, Buttman!
Pretty sure Buttman is taken, too.
Yeah, I know.
You can't take... I'm Batman? Really?
It's already taken.
What if you move to another state?
Probably.
You gotta do.
But California is, like, the number one state for vanity plates and custom plates, so, you know, I'm not really surprised.
Oh, okay. Are we just that vain?
It's just that...
And there are so many cars.
It's so many cars, so many people. The fact that it's relatively cheap in California, it's like $40 a year. And people tend to have more just disposable income around here.
We do? Isn't our state in a total crisis?
Our state is. But that's because the government's run badly. What? What are you looking at me like that for?
I really like Doritos.
Okay. I like lamp.
Not like the sand. It's what? So rough and coarse.
What are we talking about now?
I saw that in a movie that I thought existed, but turns out didn't.
So you saw it in a dream?
In a dream. Not a dream, more like a nightmare.
Did you dream that Padme died?
No, these kids were telling me, like, you become like one of them. You'll still be awake, but like a nightmare. When you drink the blood, you don't wake up from the nightmare.
Wait, what? I don't know that one.
It's the Kali blood.
Oh, okay.
How can you not get it from that quote?
What?
That's like saying the quote like, okay, what movie is this from? It's raining. I'm thinking of a movie. The movie has Rain in it.
Oh,
not the actor, not the actor.
Oh,
I was thinking Speed Racer.
Oh, okay. Damn.
There's no Rain in Speed Racer. Why isn't there Rain in Speed Racer? Any movie with rain should have rain in it.
I think that every movie with rain does have rain in it.
No, I mean real rain, not rain.
Or CG rain, as it would have been in Speed Racer?
Some form of rain. There was rain in Speed Racer? Not rain. Real rain.
As in the water rain, right? Not rain. The Korean rain.
The rain. The rainy rain? Rain?
I don't think so. Actually, there might have been, but I don't remember, because that movie just essentially was like one of those Wipeout levels where all of these colors are flashing past you constantly.
I fell asleep.
Did you?
Can you imagine a person falling asleep at a movie like that? Actually, before when I was with my parents, I'm like, how can my dad fall asleep in these movies? It's just like so loud and flashy and colorful. It's like so you don't have to pay attention to anything. And then now I realize as I've gotten older that when I fall asleep during those movies, I totally understand now.
It's a defensive mechanism against the sensory overload, right?
I don't know. I think it's just being tired and bored. But I went to see Unstoppable with my father. So this was back when my mother was on travel. So I stopped by home and I was like, Dad, let's go see a movie. That's, you know, what we used to do all the
Unstoppable
time.
Unstoppable was the train one, right?
The one with the train. And they're like,
and Chris Pine. And
the train is like something to do with the Chrysler building.
Okay.
And so we went to see it. And guess who fell asleep?
You?
Yep. Not my dad. That's how bad it's gotten.
Wow. Wait, who else was in Unstoppable again? Was it
Chris
Denzel?
Pine?
Chris Pine and, like, no.
Denzel Washington.
It was Denzel?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it was a Tony Scott movie, so of course Denzel is in it.
Right.
And there's a lot of zooms and a lot of Denzel laughing and a lot of Chris Pine saying, you can't stop this train, old man. And Denzel's like, get out of your diapers, young man. And that's kind of their characterization.
Oh.
And also Denzel's daughters are... They work in Hooters.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why that's a big part of the movie, but it is.
How much money did Hooters pay?
I did not realize that's probably just advertising. Okay. It seemed very integrated. It's like, yeah, my daughters work at Hooters. What's up? What's up with that? Huh, Chris Pine?
Yes, they actually call each other Chris Pine. What's up, Chris Pine?
And then Chris Pine's like, shut up, Grignac.
It's like all of those early Jackie Chan movies when they were dubbed, where out of
his name was always Jackie. Maybe his name is Jackie in those movies.
Maybe, I don't know. Could someone who knows Chinese
say Jackie? Sure. I am Chinese and I'm saying Jackie.
Well, who's watched those movies in Chinese? Say whether or not it's just, you know, his actor's name.
Okay, so if you know the answer to that, and you can't Google for the answer, because we can do that. But
yeah.
If you know it off the top of your head right now, you can tell us.
At
right now.
Oh, okay. Right now.
Sure. So
if Mike was here, I'm sure he'd tell
nobody's
us.
Telling us right now, so I'm pretty sure we're never going to know the answer.
That's why we need Mike here.
Yeah, Mike going back to Sacramento on Saturday. What is that?
That's so weird.
Oh, it's because it's Easter tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I didn't plan this out very well.
It's okay. We had to do this before Nika left anyway, so.
Yes, Nika's been on the show, right?
I think he has.
So if you guys know Nika is one of our friends from college. He's moving to Southern California, so we won't be seeing him for a while. And we don't even know why. We're going to find out when he shows up.
I have $5 on arranged marriage.
To a nice
Chinese girl. Probably graduated in like biochem. Going to nursing school or pharmaceutical school or maybe med school.
All right. So I guess you guys will find out on the next episode if we remember. Okay. That's a very specific kind of arranged marriage you're talking about.
Well, I mean, if you say the words nice Chinese girl to anybody whose parents have been trying to set them up with very specifically a nice Chinese girl, then those are basically the three categories. They've got to be pre-med, pharmaceutical, maybe an engineer, but not really. And then, what was the last one I said? Pharmaceutical, pre-med, whatever.
Engineer?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
One of those three.
Now I feel like I need to rebel.
And do what? Marry Dusty?
Sure. Can we do that in California? The state would probably allow it if I paid enough money, huh?
I mean, Jerry Brown needs money. It's true.
So he would let me marry my dog?
If you gave enough, big enough, contribution to the budget.
What's the state where you can marry your cow?
I don't know.
So if you know the state in which you could marry your cow legally,
tell us right now.
Tell us at feedback at b dash
feedback at s dash words.
Feedback at
s dash words.
Yeah, don't email the appcast. Don't email the podcast either. The podcast.
That exists?
You would think so.
Okay.
But I don't know if it does. There are podcasts about how to put together a podcast.
Wow. Let's just hedge our bets then and just say, don't email anybody other than the S-Words podcast, please.
Yeah, that's correct.
Feedback at s-words-podcast.com.
Thanks, or feedback at the-s-words. Don't forget this email address.
Ignore me.
Yeah, that never happened. And you know, it would be so easy to just edit it out, but why?
That's true. We're flying off the cuff today, folks.
I do still edit these things. So yeah. I do. Even though we do stuff that purposefully sounds like it should be edited out. It's done to be edited in.
Yes.
I mean left in, not edited in. Editing.
You are giving yourself a lot of great work to do.
Editing is when I take the sound files and then get out a pair of scissors and I chop them up, put them on the floor, and tape them back together.
And it's also when you play with your slide whistle, so you can make things funnier with the sound, right?
Wah, wah, wah.
Bum, bum. Wait, that's not a comedy sound effect at all.
What is that?
Wait, what is that?
Is that TH?
It's the last...
No, what's bum? It's... Shoot, I know what this should be.
It's the last two notes of the Jeopardy theme, actually.
Oh, that's right.
It's like, wait a second, where did I get that from? Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah, so that was something that actually happened recently. Well, not recently, months ago. The Jeopardy robot takeover. And then Skynet took over, what, this week?
Skynet was supposed to be this week.
And it did take over this week.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not filled out your registration?
Which one? My superhuman registration?
No. Human registration.
I'm on Captain America's side. I'm letting you know that.
I know, but which farm are you going to?
Wait, what?
Which farm are you assigned to? I'm assigned to A113.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking about Fables for a second there. I'm like, I'm not going to the farm.
No. Which human farm are you going to be? I'm A113.
Oh, okay. I think I'm also A113.
Are you sure? We live in different districts. How'd you get into the same one as me?
Technicality.
Okay. I guess they put all the Asians in the same place.
Yeah. I mean, California has plenty of camps for Asians, he said.
Oh, my God.
A 70-year-old...
do we really... Oh, we're in so much trouble now.
It's okay. It's because I read George Takei on Twitter, and every once in a while he'll dredge up old wounds and make jokes about them.
Just as a reminder. Where did that come from?
George Takei. Oh, my.
Speaking of Star Trek.
Okay.
Actually, nothing Star Trek related has happened in a long time.
Well, actually, this is something at one
point. Netflix Star Trek. That's the biggest Star Trek news of this year is Netflix.
Really? Wow. Do you know when the next J.J. Abrams Star Trek is supposed to be? Is that supposed to be next year?
2018.
Really?
Yeah, he's backed up.
Seriously?
No. 2013.
13? Okay, so
Which
years.
Always seems like a terrible year to release anything, 2013. Except okay. for horror movies. Why don't they just save all the horror movies for 2013, have one every week? In fact, one every half week, so you can make the Wednesday marquee thing.
And they will all star the following people. Let's see. They'll have to have either Samuel L. Jackson, Neve Campbell, who has recently...
Neve Campbell?
Because she's recently restarted her horror career, as you've seen. You saw that, well, you know that there's a Scream 4, right?
You mean Scriform?
Scriform, yes.
I really wanted to see that because there's a whole bunch of actresses I wanted to see in it, except they're only there for like a few minutes. Also, I would have to watch a Scream movie, so I kind of passed.
The first Scream was good.
No, I'm fine with the first Scream.
Do I need
to watch any more Screams? No.
I didn't watch the second and third Screams, to be perfectly honest.
I haven't seen the first Scriform.
Scriform sounds like something that the government should be doing. It's like, I'm on the Scriform platform.
What was the other... Seven and...
Seven Enin. And then there's the Angels of Anaheim.
What?
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, also known as the Angels of Anaheim.
The what? How did that work out again? Explain it for our slower listeners and me.
So, former Anaheim Angels, who were also formerly the California Angels, decided that they needed to have a more famous city in their name.
Okay.
So now, even though they still play in Anaheim, they are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And if you think about it, Los Angeles means the Angels. So they are the Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, Los Angeles means the Angels?
Yes.
I thought it meant the Angles.
No. That's Los Angeles or something.
I don't know. Isn't Angeles English?
That's Ingles.
This is really confusing for me.
Let's keep moving.
Tacos.
What about tacos?
I know what tacos are.
That's good, Kevin.
I'm going to edit that part out. Good job, Kevin. Keep working. That part will be edited out. Right, Kevin?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Okay. So I'm Kevin now.
No. I'm listening to myself. You can talk all you want. I'm listening to myself.
Okay. So
big Jason Statham news is going to be Parker.
In?
Parker, the pulp series Parker.
Oh, really?
That was being put, like, there's a comic for it from Darwin Cook.
Really?
It's good.
Huh, okay.
It's based on pulp novels and a pulp character.
Interesting.
And Jason Statham is in it.
So who's going to be directing it, though? That's the important part.
Also Jason Statham.
Oh, okay.
He's doing the music, too. And he's also the key grip and the best boy. In fact, I think it's funded by him, too.
Thanks, Kevin. That was great.
How come no actor does that, where they do all the jobs?
Because it's stupid.
How can they not do it?
Because you can't hold the lights.
Yes, you can.
And be in the scene at the same time.
That's what tape is for.
What about actually controlling the camera?
That's what remote controls are for.
When do you actually start to act?
When you're in front of the camera.
But how can you control the camera and have a remote control in your hand and act?
Your hands will just be in your pockets all the time.
Okay.
I think you can, right? How can you not do it? You just remote control the camera, and so the remote control is going to be your pocket, and then you're going to act in front of it, and you tell the camera when to look for you. Or Skynet. You can do Skynet. That's probably why we have Skynet.
Or you can do it one camera style.
Some guy was trying to make a movie by himself.
You can make a movie by yourself, right?
Yeah.
As long as the movie takes place in front of a webcam constantly.
Yeah.
So any commands that you input, it'll just look like you're typing into your computer.
Yeah.
So you can make a
movie
like that.
Why doesn't anyone make a movie about webcams? You're surprised that nobody's done it yet, right?
You'd think that the guy who did Cellular and Phone Booth would just upgrade to webcam, right?
Or Easy A.
What?
Which has webcam footage.
Does it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's like a breaking the fourth wall thing where she speaks to the audience because she's looking to a webcam.
Oh, okay.
But I think a transition from Phone Booth to webcam seems a lot more... Or Cellular to webcam.
Yeah. Or, what was it?
Isn't Jason Statham in Cellular?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Or I Am the Sky?
I Am the Sky, where it was like just that guy who keeps getting... Was it Shia LaBeouf who just keeps getting phone calls?
Oh, telling Eagle him Eye.
Eagle Eye, thank you. Not Eye on the Sky.
Where it was a computer? Spoiler.
Spoiler.
It was not a good movie. Don't watch it.
No, it wasn't. But it was just one of those things where instead of that, it can just be webcam. Webcam in the sky.
It was written by Steven Spielberg.
Eagle Webcam.
Eagle Webcam?
Yes.
Isn't it a step down from Eagle Eye? Or is it going to be like one of those also...
Low budget.
It's going to be from like Rogue Pictures or Lionsgate.
I think Lionsgate would make that movie.
Eagle Webcam?
Eagle Webcam or web?
Eagle webcam. Why not just make a movie called Webcam?
What about New Line? Would New Line make?
What about a movie called iTunes?
No. It wouldn't be iTunes. It would be called iMovie.
You know how close we are to the iTunes movie?
After the Facebook movie, we're pretty close, right?
No, I mean, the Facebook social network is not really about Facebook.
I know.
But when Candyland comes out and Battleship, we're only one step away from iTunes the movie.
That's true. And also, Moneyball of all books to get turned into a movie.
Hey, I want to see Moneyball.
I want to see it too, but still, it's not one of those kinds of movies that you would think would ever, make it, which is part of why Brad Pitt had to sort of make it himself.
So I'm kind of curious about baseball movies, because we've had baseball movies, plenty of them, right?
Yes.
America's pastime, easy to make, very traditional. How come nobody's made video game baseball movies? So, a movie about Ken Griffey Jr. presents Major League Baseball.
Because that's
starring
boring.
Ken Griffey Jr. Or
the only
Will
thing
Smith.
I can think of that even has involved video game baseball on screen is The Princess Bride.
Oh, there you go.
With Fred Savage and then Peter something. I forget her.
Why don't they just remake The Princess Bride?
Because they don't need to?
Why don't they just remake Star Wars? Why don't they just remake...
They have remade Star Wars twice.
How come they haven't remade Singing in the Rain or Gone with the Wind?
They didn't remake Gone with the Wind, but they did make sequels to it.
Oh, yes. Let's not talk about those.
Let's not talk about those.
How come they're not remaking Schindler's List?
List harder. List hard with a vengeance.
That sounds so terrible.
List hard or die. Oh,
this
God,
is such an
terrible.
Offensive episode.
And it's all my fault, isn't it?
Yeah, both parts are your fault. Although I did lead you up to this one. So it's I'm not taking credit for the fault. But I like to feel like I was doing something.
It was a serve and I had to spike it. I'm sorry.
This nice episode serve. Is about stuff. Stuff 38.
Offensive stuff 38.
Why would 38 be the one in which offensive stuff happens? In fact, I don't even know why we didn't mention this in stuff 37, that if you ask an adult to pick a number between 1 and 50, they pick 37.
Do they?
Yeah, that's the most commonly picked answer.
That's weird.
That's the only significance the number 37 has to me.
Really?
Yes.
What about, does the number 38 have any significance to you? No.
It's 19 times 2.
Okay.
19 doesn't even have significance. Neither does 2, or the times.
Thanks, Kevin.
Did you know that 19 times 1 is 19? And if you times it by 1, like 19 times, it's still 19?
Yes. Yes, that's kind of the fundamental. It's called the identity property, Kevin.
Isn't it called multiplication?
It's called, yes, but the specifically anything multiplied by 1 is the identity property.
So why is there no multiplication table movie?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, they've had so many movies about just numbers being written down all the time. Like, there's the Pi movie.
Yeah, though there's Pi. Why isn't there 19 times 1 times 1 times 1 times 1 times 1 times 1 19 times 1 times 1?
There should be an E movie. It should just be E and it'll be about the natural number.
Isn't E negative 2.67 or is it... Oh,
no,
shoot,
it's like
2.67.
Yeah. Or there should be an I movie about an imaginary number.
There is the iMovie.
Is
it? It's coming. iTunes.
Oh, right. Of course. Imaginary tunes.
Would iMovie actually be about the software of iMovie or about eyes? So your thoughts, like, if there was a movie that was going to be come out called iMovie, would it be about the actual Apple software iMovie or movie about eyes? And the spelling is irrelevant. You only heard it.
I think it would be about... a young geek who discovered iMovie and then just totally got into it and started making things and then just got in over his head with too much power and just screwed all of his friends via iMovie. And then it ends with Justin Timberlake being dragged out on a chair. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that movie called The Pirates of Silicon Valley?
Yes. Wait, no, that's... Anthony Michael Hall in the Pirates of Silicon Valley.
They're almost the same person.
Of course.
I wonder how many listeners know who Anthony Michael Hall is.
If you've seen Edward Scissorhands, you've at least seen him before, guys. Just letting you know.
He's not Johnny Depp. Also, if you've seen Charlie and Chocolate Factory or Sweeney Todd, you've seen Michael C. Hall. Oh,
Michael C. Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall. Paul Michael Anthony C. iMovie.
Yes, of course. What?
One of them is Dexter. This episode has been brought to you by Stuff 38.
Also brought to you by Esta Vinho Verde, which is made, let's see.
This is
in Portugal. It's a Produto de Portugal.
This could also just be because Dom and I haven't had this opportunity to speak on this level in a long time.
It's really true.
It's just being bottled up and let forth like a giant bottle of iMovie.
It's just squirting out.
Yeah, we're squirting this one out from different places.
From different places. That's the difference between you and me right there.
Does that imply that I have...
a problem?
I have...
Well, that's...
I don't have... This is going to be... I know, I'm editing this out. We're going to bleep it. Yeah. What you just heard that was bleeped out, you never get to know what I said there. You can probably figure it out, but you never get to know. And plus, that keeps us PG-13.
All right.
Yeah.
What were we talking about again?
iMovie? Webcam movie?
Okay, so if there was a webcam movie, how many movies or how many things have just taken place in front of a webcam? I mean,
Fear.com.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Dr. Horrible's
Halloween
sing-along blog was mostly in front of a webcam.
Halloween.
Okay.
Sing in the Rain, Gone with the Wind, and Schindler's List.
Schindler's webcam?
There's a webcam in Schindler's List.
Okay. I believe you, Kevin.
It's in the scene where the old man is going through the cemetery, and then he wakes up in the boat.
With a webcam on him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I believe you, Kevin.
Yes.
I believe you implicitly.
Yes. The movie's called iMovie 2.
So, yeah, what do you think the iMovie movie would be about?
Eyes.
It would be like Eyes Wide Shut 2, and it would just be called iMovie?
No. It's like B-movie, but with eyes.
Oh. So there would be, like, Jerry Seinfeld voicing a flying eye?
Yes. Why is the eye flying?
Because it's an eye? I don't know.
Eyes don't fly.
Oh, yeah. What about Seinfeld's?
You know, B-movie is a DreamWorks movie.
Oh, my God, it is, huh?
It's a horror. I slept through that, too.
I never saw it. Because I have standards.
I have standards?
Yes, you do have standards. What is that I spy on your DVD shelf, Kevin? Oh, it's Dragon Ball.
Where is it?
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Where is it?
It's over with the Blu-rays under D.
No, it's not on Blu-ray. I don't own a Blu-ray.
Oh, okay. Dang.
I'm not that low.
Okay.
I'm willing to buy it for $1. I'm not willing to buy it for $2.
Random note, by the way.
Yes?
The main reason I got Kung Fu Panda, other than Kung Fu Panda 2 coming out, was because for some reason the DVD and Blu-ray pack costs less than the Blu-ray.
There's one that comes with a DVD now?
Yeah, it's one of those like Disney-styled, do a DVD for now, and then when you have a Blu-ray player, you can just put in the Blu-ray.
Did you know that I got it on Blu-ray for free on the first week? Do you want to know the story of how it happened?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you actually going to tell me the story?
No.
Okay.
I didn't steal it. No, it was just a site that I usually shop at. It was like, on sale for $0. I'm like,
what?
Okay. And then it showed up.
For $0?
Yeah. Yeah, on the invoice, it's like $0. I'm like, sounds cool to me. No problem.
I wish I was dedicated enough to do that kind of shopping.
No, that's how you're surrounded by junk.
I know, right? Although at least I'm starting to fill out my collection for cheap. I recently picked up almost the entire J. Michael Straczynski run of Spider-Man. I'm missing Back in Black and
the Civil War. Oh, you don't want that.
What about the Civil War one?
No.
Really? I want it just for the speech that Captain America gives.
Oh.
One, you know?
So you do have the first five volumes, the
yes,
best
I have
of Spider-Man ones?
The five best
I
of
ended
Spider-Man
it
ones.
There. I didn't want to pick up anything beyond that, but.
Okay.
Do you also have the other?
No. That wasn't written by Straczynski.
Oh, good. That could make a lot of sense that it wasn't. It was a Peter David, though.
Was it? Okay.
That's so weird.
It was a weird arc, too.
Yeah. And it was bad. It was not good.
Have you been keeping
That's
up
the opposite of bad.
Yes. Have you actually heard anything about the Spider-Man reboot they're doing with not
Yeah,
Sam
yeah. Raimi? Mark Webb is directing it, and Emma Stone is Gwen Stacy, another redhead that became blonde. And I like Tall Guy.
Whatever his name is, that they're casting as the
God.
New Peter Parker.
Andrew Garfield.
Oh,
Andrew
okay.
Garfield. So another Brit that's a superhero. So let's talk about British people as superheroes, because we've got Christian Bale as Batman, Henry Cavill as Superman, and we also have Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, and we had Common as Green Lantern, supposedly was going to be.
Really?
And Common's not British.
Well,
Thank God that movie didn't get made.
You have to remember that in the 80s, the British did consider themselves a satellite state of the U.S. Their culture was all American, you know? And so a lot of the British guys growing up in that period were just as soaked in American pop culture as we were. So, you know.
I don't think it's that. I think it's a matter of acting.
That they're better at it?
Yeah. So also Ryan Reynolds is Green Lantern. And
Ryan
Chris
Reynolds isn't British, is he?
And Chris Hemsworth is Thor. And Chris Evans is Captain America. And Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury.
None of these people are British, are they?
And Jeremy Renner is Hawkeye. And Scarlett Johansson is Black Widow.
And Kobe Smulders is Agent Sharon Carter.
Yeah, Tony Stark is Robert Downey Jr. And
why are we going through just the entire list of the Avengers?
And Jack Black is Kung Fu Panda.
I thought you were gonna say is Foggy. What is
who was Foggy? Foggy Nelson. Somebody who played Foggy Nelson in Daredevil, because it was somebody.
Really, it was somebody with an actual acting name.
He has eyes.
That's
not like Daredevil.
Not like Daredevil. Oh my god, Kevin.
Hey, that all linked perfectly. I wasn't even thinking about it that way. So, props to me, yo.
Good job, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back right now. Both hands.
It's pretty impressive looking.
Squirting them out.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of superhero reboots. You know, we were seeing
Muppet movie.
There's a Superman reboot. There's a Muppet. There's a new Muppet movie.
Winnie the Pooh is the other one.
The new Muppet movie, I'm actually kind of excited about.
No, I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about the new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Oh, really?
2D.
Oh, 2D.
Drawn 2D by Koreans, probably.
Or Chinese.
Or somebody non-American. Yeah. People with eyes. And, yeah, it comes out in June. I think that's also one of my most anticipated summer movies. And then,
the
most anticipated movie of the winter season is the Muppet movie. And I just can't wait to go see it and be the only one there.
The Muppets haven't really maintained their brand very well, have they?
It doesn't matter to me, because I just go to the movie, and if the kids are like, who are the Muppets? And I'd be like, get out. Or, what's Dad? What's a Muppet? Well, it's not part. It's a part. Wait, no, forget it. I'm not talking about that. You can go YouTube it for Dad, What's a Muppet Simpsons. I'm not quoting it, because I might get it wrong.
Okay, that's fair enough.
No, the Muppets are the most important pop culture icons of the 2000s.
No. I disagree with that. I totally disagree with that. I mean, they have a good YouTube channel. They're fun, but...
And the fact that they didn't come out in the 2000s?
At all.
Yeah. Except for Muppets in Space.
That's right, which...
is not a movie. And it doesn't exist. Yeah, we made that up.
I didn't like to think about that one. That canceled project.
Where we found out that Gonzo comes from Earth, and he's actually a science experiment from Dr. Bruce Banner. Who has eyes?
He has many eyes.
He was Eric Bana and...
Bruce Banner?
Edward Norton. And Mark Ruffalo. And
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno and Stan Lee.
What?
And the tiny guy that was...
Jack Kirby?
Lou Ferrigno. No, Lou Ferrigno starts as a non-tiny guy.
Right.
The one that nobody remembers. I feel so bad right now. The $6 million man.
Lee Majors?
Yeah, Lee Majors was David Banner.
Yes.
And he turned into...
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, yeah. He turned into Lou Ferrigno, and Lou Ferrigno turned into...
He was in I Love You, Man. Punch Paul Rudd. What?
Think about how he must feel when you credit him in that way. He was in I Love You, Man. He punched Paul Rudd. That was his character name. Guy.
No, I mean, he played Rudd. Himself. He played Lou Ferrigno
Guy
in I Love
who
You,
plays
Man.
Lou Ferrigno.
What do you mean? Ferrigno as himself.
Also, whoever we credited as David Banner, that's incorrect. I just took the first name that Dom thought of and just said he was correct. Who did we even name?
I thought it was
$6 Million Man.
Yeah, you said $6 Million Man.
He's not.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't name him. I mean, I didn't name him, but I suggested the person who should be named, and that's not the same person.
Thanks, Kevin.
No problem. We should end this episode so we can actually do our real episode, because we have half an hour.
All right.
All right. So this episode has been the hour that you should never get back.
Also known as stuff number 38.
The best stuff.
The best stuff is right here.
What was it? What was it? Shoot. Who's from Futurama? Whose food stuff will be the good stuff? And on that, we're done. Bye. Get some ice.